We're pleased to introduce you to your Oklahoma Star in Agricultural Placement, as announced at the 2013 Oklahoma FFA Convention. He's Carson Vineyard, a member from the Altus FFA chapter, his agricultural placement enterprise working on the family farm. Ag placement means that you're actually working for someone else, and you're trying to learn skills and better yourself. Tell me about this journey.
My ag placement is working for my dad and my uncle in our farming operation in Southwest Oklahoma. We raise cotton and wheat, and that is my placement enterprise of our farming operation.
So what sort of skills, what sort of jobs have you worked in from freshman year to your senior year?
I've definitely been able to increase in the jobs over the years. My employers are definitely more dependent on me. They have given me higher level jobs. I am now able to hold a greater responsibility and even be responsible for other employees, watch over them, help them in task, and not have supervisors always watching over me.
Obviously, the last couple of years have been tough years for cotton in Southwest Oklahoma. How's that affected your position and your employer?
That has definitely infected our operation. Irrigation is the lifeblood of our operation, and the past 2 years, irrigation has been very limited in Southwest Oklahoma. However, our operation, we have been able to expand on our cattle operation. We have been able to implement more acres in no-till, more acres in drip irrigation. We have been able to improve irrigation systems. So when the drought does pass and we do start experiencing adequate rainfall and good crops again, we will be prepared and won't have to be scrambling to get ahead.
So you're hoping for more water in Lake Altus Lugard?
Hopefully, we're being optimistic. We are actually planning on planting cotton this next year. We're just going to have an optimistic outlook on things, and hopefully the drought will surpass us in the very near future.
So tell me a little bit about the efforts within ag education that you've learned and FFA itself. How does that help you back in your position?
In my position, the record-keeping skills has definitely been able to carry over to my agricultural placement award or area. The record-keeping learned throughout FFA will definitely help me. My communication skills has helped me a lot. Also, I'm able to communicate with my employers better. I've learned a greater deal of responsibility in both areas. It will definitely help me and later on in my life.
At this point, tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I am very involved in FFA. I'm the chapter president currently. I'm involved in giving speeches, livestock showing. I'm very involved in all of our FFA activities within our community. It's something I really enjoy and I love participating in.
What do you think, when you think about your FFA career and your involvement, what really gets you excited?
Getting me excited is just knowing that we are the future of agriculture. The FFA has definitely taught me that we need to have more advocates in agriculture, and it has bettered me to, after college, returning back to home, it has given me the skills necessary to become an advocate for agriculture and really start promoting it and letting the general public know about what all we do.
When it comes to graduation from Altus High School this year, what's the plans after that?
I plan to attend Oklahoma State University and major in agribusiness.
And are you thinking about primarily working off the farm at that point? Are you interested at all coming back to for production agriculture at all?
After completing my bachelor's degree, I do plan on returning back to Southwest Oklahoma and building on my family's farming operation.
Okay. Your 2013 Star in Agricultural Placement for Oklahoma FFA, Carson Vineyard. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.